We'll move to the final case of the morning. It's In re Bobby Fowler. Mr. Vollmer.
May it please the court, my name is Steve Vollmer. I represent the debtor appellant Bobby Fowler in this case. The issue in this case is whether the debtor shareholder's equitable interest in corporate property is included in his bankruptcy estate and subject to exemption under the rules of the bankruptcy code. Under existing law, it's clear that the broad controlling language of Section 541A1 of the code includes the debtor's equitable interest in corporate property. In this case, the district court erred by holding that the debtor is required to hold a legal interest in the property.
Now, what does an equitable interest mean? It just means that if the corporation is liquidated, that you get a legal interest, right?
Well, it's an interest recognized in the case law of Wisconsin. It's in an 1884 case.
Yeah, I looked at that case, but I'm just asking you what it means in operational terms. It means if you liquidate the corporation, you get a
full interest. It's a bundle of rights, and the Button Court didn't elaborate much on that, but there are a couple of places in there where they identified the rights that an equitable shareholder has. One is the one that you referred to. In the event that the corporation is dissolved.
Well, that's just what they mean by an equitable interest. You go to a court of equity to order the property conveyed or the corporation dissolved or whatever, and then you get to full interest. That's what they mean by an equitable interest, isn't it?
Judge, there's also an interest that's recognized in the Button case, which is referred to. It's the ability to have that property used within the corporation in the corporate name and for the corporate purpose for which the corporation was used. So those are the two principal rights of attached to that interest.
Now here Mr. Fowler owns shares of stock in the corporation, and those shares of stock would become part of the bankrupt estate, right?
Yes.
And at that point, of course, the trustee would have the equitable interest because he could dissolve the corporation at that point, couldn't he?
But at the point that he filed, the rights are determined at the time that the bankrupt filed his petition. And at the point that he filed, he was the holder of the shares and the holder of the equitable interest, which he claimed an exemption on. Under Section 522C, if the property is claimed exempt, the trustee cannot sell the property. And it's clear under the bankruptcy code that it's not required that he hold all interest, so he's not required to hold an ownership interest in the property.
What happens when the trustee becomes the owner of the shares of stock? How does he realize his interest?
Well, he can have.
He has the right to liquidate the corporation.
He can,
right?
If he's got publicly traded stock, it's very easy. He can go out on an exchange and sell that stock. If he's got a closely held corporation, he can liquidate those shares and sell property in which the debtor has not claimed an equitable interest. The debtor's equitable interests are still subject to all of the limitations of value and type of property and everything.
Well, don't they both have an equitable interest at this point? Because the trustee has the right to liquidate and realize the value. That, I think, translates into an equitable interest. And the bankrupt also has an equitable interest.
The bankrupt has the equitable interest, which was claimed exempt at the point that the petition was filed. And that's what prevents the trustee from selling those particular items of property. If there's other items of property in that closely held corporation, there's nothing preventing the trustee from liquidating those shares and selling that property. All that the code requires is that he have an equitable interest at the date that he filed his petition, which he had, which enables him to exempt whatever parameters within the statutory scheme are available to him, and here there's a dollar amount.
What's the value of his equitable interest at that point?
Well, his equitable interest is probably closely akin to what an ownership would interest would be as far as enabling that corporation to continue to use the property, which is one of the rights identified in Button, and to receive any distribution of
property. He can only liquidate the property, though, as long as he owns the shares, can he? He loses his right to liquidate once the shares have passed to the trustee. Isn't that right?
Well, but his, again, it goes back to the point in time when he filed. He had the equitable interest, which was claimed as exempt. The trustee's ability to liquidate is derived from the bankruptcy code, and it's limited by the bankruptcy code. And 522C says if they're claimed as exempt, the trustee cannot exempt them. It doesn't rewrite corporate law at the state level and say, well, because he has this equitable interest, the corporation can't transfer these items of property. They can. They have the ownership interest. But the trustee, as a person given his rights under the bankruptcy law, is confined by those limitations. If it's claimed exempt at the time of filing, he can't liquidate those particular items of property, whether it's an ownership interest or an equitable interest. It would be the same as if we had an equitable interest in the estate of a deceased person.
You're not accounting for the equitable interest, I think, that the trustee acquires as soon as the shares of stock go into the bankrupt estate.
Well, he could acquire perhaps an equitable interest, but it would be an exempt equitable interest that the trustee or that the debtor has exempted at the time that he filed, so it wouldn't be of much use to him if it's claimed as exempt.
If he owns the stock, though, he can liquidate the corporation, can't he? I mean,
he can liquidate the corporation, which has non-exempt assets, where the debtor has not exempted them. But and he can certainly sell the shares on the public exchange if we're talking General Motors or Pepsi or whatever of a publicly traded company. But under 541A1, all legal or equitable interests of the debtor become property of the bankruptcy estate. There's no exception stated in 541A1 for property that's owned or held by a corporation. It's the determination date is the date of filing. In this case, the trustee is asking the court to rewrite 541A1 to exclude those debtor interests in property which are of little value to the trustee or require a legal interest in the property. And I think the trustee's purpose is, like you stated, to go around the back door here, liquidate the corporation and the ownership interest. But again, 522C provides property exempted under this section is not liable during or after the case for any debt of the debtor. And it does not require the debtor to hold or exempt all interests in the property. He need to hold only one interest and exempt that interest.
But that interest, if he had the property in, let's assume the value of the trucks is less than whatever his obligations are. I don't know if that's true, but let's say the trucks are worth $10,000 and he's in debt for $20,000.
Personal debt or corporate debt?
Well, no, I'm talking about him personally.
Okay.
And if, but we're not talking about corporate debt here, are we?
No.
And if these trucks were titled in his name, then clearly, I guess, those two trucks would at least arguably be exempt.
They would, Your Honor. He has at that point a legal interest.
I can see if that's the case. I don't know whether the personal car and the truck, but that's irrelevant. The question then is if it's owned by the corporation, which you readily say if you could sell the stock if it were publicly traded. Maybe you could sell the stock if that's all the only asset and no debt in the corporation. Maybe you could sell the stock.
You can sell the stock. That's true. That's
and then the trucks
asset.
Go with it.
At that point, the trucks would go with it.
So if there's no debts in the corporation and somebody's willing to pay whatever the stock is worth, being the value of the trucks, then they're gone. Is that the way you look at it?
The trustee couldn't sell them.
Why?
Because they would be claimed as exempt, and 522C says you can't
sell
them.
Well, he can sell the stock.
He can sell the stock.
Now that now what?
Well, I think that raises an issue. Can he accomplish indirectly what he cannot
right.
accomplish directly? That is like using a straw man
yeah.
to sell him. I think that.
Well, I know
be.
It's a straw man, but you said he could sell the stock.
Right.
And I don't see where any equitable interest manages to wrap its way around those trucks when it's in the corporation.
I'd like to reserve
it. Yeah, you can reserve it. Then you don't. I'll give you 30 seconds or so anyway, since your time's run out. Mr. Shedell?
Good morning. My name is Scott Shadle. I'm the trustee in this case and the appellee in this case. I think there's three questions the court has to answer affirmatively in order to give the appellant the relief he seeks. First, you have to find that there's a shareholder has an equitable interest in a corporation's assets. I don't agree
well,
with that.
Doesn't that just mean that if you remove the corporate form, the shareholder gets a piece of the property?
I think that's exactly what it means.
So that's there's no doubt that he has an equitable interest in the.
Well, it's,
it seems to me.
The,
I mean,
the
we're arguing about this 1884 case. But,
right. Yeah, the problem is how do you define an equitable interest? That's hard to get your hands
well,
around.
Well, if you sell real estate, the buyer has an equitable interest until the property is conveyed. But he can go into a court of equity and get the property conveyed if he wants to. And that gives him an equitable interest. And I think the same principle applies here, doesn't it?
Well, it may. Clearly, there is a bundle of rights that we look at when we talk about property rights. And in this case, at least, the legal right, that is the corporate ownership, is most of the rights. And I think the appellant is arguing that there's some small right of equity or equitable right that the debtor has in this case as the shareholder.
Now the debtor, he's the sole shareholder. He could
correct
very easily liquidate this corporation before he goes into bankruptcy, can he?
Sure.
I mean, that all it takes is mailing a letter to the Secretary of State or something, I assume. If he'd done that, it wouldn't be any question he could claim these exemptions, right?
I agree. I don't think there's any question.
He wouldn't even have to liquidate it, would he? He could have just transferred it.
Right. He could have dissolved the corporation.
Bought it for a dollar.
They would have been his.
The corporation, does he?
Well, he could have transferred them out of the corporation to himself.
He could have bought the two trucks, whatever they are here, for a buck a piece from the corporation, couldn't he?
He could have.
Then they're in his name, and he has legal title.
Correct. No question about that. The assumption you're making is that it's not in fraud of creditors, that there's no other creditors of the corporation.
Well, the corporation doesn't have any creditors, so you're not doing it to
right.
hide money from the
Well, he can certainly dissolve a corporation without having any concern about fraudulent conveyances or
correct.
This other. If he'd just done that first and then gone into bankruptcy, there'd be no problem.
I agree.
So it's just a matter of form.
Right. But he's the one that chose the form. He's the one that chose the form.
Well, I agree.
Filed, perhaps misadvisedly, the bankruptcy without remedying that problem. The second question is whether or not once the debtor files, does that equitable interest, or whatever you call it, become property of the bankruptcy estate? And at least in my view, that equitable interest does not. It's too uncertain. There's no way to value it. There's no way to put a handle on it. There's no way to determine exactly
what the language of the Bankruptcy Act is pretty clear, though, and it says all property of the debtor, that's...
Yes, it does. All property transfers. The question is this a property interest? Is this equitable interest a property interest? If you conclude it is, then it's clearly property of the estate. No question about that. The third question is whether or not they can properly claim this as exempt. And the debtor in this case has exempted just the equitable interest in the two vehicles that are owned by the corporation. He's not only exempted it, he's exempted the entire value of the corporation. He's put a zero value on the corporate stock, which he chose not to exempt, and he's put the entire value of the assets, approximately $12,000 or $13,000, on the two vehicles. And then he says, I've exempted them, that they don't become part of the bankruptcy, or they become part of the bankruptcy estate, but I've exempted them out. Mr. Trustee, you can't get at them. And clearly, if the equitable interest is worth $12,000 or $13,000, the corporate stock has to be worth something. You can't say the corporate stock suddenly has no value.
Part of the problem here is trying to separate the so-called equitable interest from the ownership of the shares.
You know, right.
The shares go into the bankruptcy estate.
No question about that.
As I was trying to bring out when questioning your opponent here, you get into a difficult... And you're hanging your hat on valuation in this part of the argument.
In this part of the argument, yes, Your Honor. I don't think it doesn't make any sense to say that there's a bundle of rights and this part is legal and this part is equitable and then claim as exempt the entire value and saying the corporate stock, in effect, has no value. I don't think that's a logical result.
Well, couldn't he claim all I got to do is liquidate the corporation and then I own the trucks?
So he clearly
why don't I have next to full value?
That's always the case when you're talking about exemptions in bankruptcy. A little pre-bankruptcy planning goes a long way. If he'd liquidated beforehand, or if he'd taken the homestead and not claimed that as exempt, he could have claimed this as exempt. So there's lots of decisions.
Doesn't that affect valuation, though? I mean, all I got to do is something that's very cheap to do, and I got the full value. Why don't you give it to me now?
Well, because the day the petition is filed is the day that counts in bankruptcy. Nothing counts after that. I think we're back to the problem of defining what is an equitable interest, and it's been described even in the Button case that's cited by the appellant as a collateral interest, an indirect interest, or a beneficial interest. Clearly, that shows that the shareholder, if the corporation is liquidated, is going to get the benefit of those assets. I don't think it shows that those are property rights that would be transferred into the bankruptcy estate and be allowed to be claimed exempt by the debtor. Thank you.
Thanks. I'll give you a minute, Mr. Bohm.
Your Honor, I just want to make a couple of points. First of all, the trustee hasn't cited any controlling legal authority to refute that precedent in the Button case. Secondly, Section 541A1, there's no really any legal authority to rebut the clear language in there that all equitable interests become property of the estate. 541A1 doesn't require the debtor liquidate his interest in the corporation in order to exempt it. And he talked about corporate stock and the value of the corporate stock. Indeed, if the only assets in the corporation at the time of filing bankruptcy are claimed as exempt, there is no value to the corporate stock if it's not able to be exchanged on any exchange. I'll just draw your attention to the two places in the Button case where they talk about the equitable interest in corporation. Corporation is a conveyance of all the capital stock to a purchaser gives such purchaser only an equitable interest in the property to carry on business under the act of incorporation and in the corporate name. That's the other important right attached to the equitable interest here. And if the debtor has that interest, he has the right to exempt it under Section 541 of the Bankruptcy Code and to continue to carry on and support himself with the property within the corporation. Thank you.
Thanks. This case will be taken under advisement. Thanks to both counsel. That completes the arguments for today, so the court will be in recess until 9:30 tomorrow morning.